Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of November 2019. Supreme Court has ruled that hotels cannot deny compensation under the garb of owner's risk clause to its visitors for theft of vehicle parked through its staff. The court has held that the burden of proof lies on the hotel to explain that any loss or damage caused to the vehicles parked was not on account of negligence or want of care. Further, the court also said that valet parking at the hotel is unlike parking facility, where it is the owner's responsibility to find a suitable parking spot. Supreme Court has observed that provision of hostel facilities to nurses so as to facilitate better medical care is a positive duty enjoined upon the hospital. Further, the court has also laid down some broad principles for determining whether an activity or transaction is for a commercial purpose for the purpose of clause D of subsection 1 of section 2 of Consumer Protection Act, 1986. Supreme Court has held six directors of India Bus Company guilty of contempt for moving 12.25 lakh shares of Fortis Healthcare Limited by India Bus Ventures to India Bus Housing Finance Limited in September 2018 in violation of the court's order. Supreme Court has upheld the constitutional validity of Section 13B of East Punjab Urban Rent Restriction Act, 1949, which grants non-resident Indians a right to claim eviction for bona fide need by summary procedure. Further, the court also said that the right of NRIs to initiate eviction under the summary procedure was not an unfettered and an absolute right. Supreme Court has observed that mere registration of an agreement of marriage is not sufficient to prove marriage. Further, the court noted that the plaintiff will be entitled to succeed only on the basis of alleged registration of an agreement of marriage. Supreme Court has reiterated that a writ petition should normally not be entertained against mere issuance of show cause notice. The court further noted that in the present case, the High Court has entertained a writ petition and directed the Excise Department to prima facie consider whether there was material to proceed with the matter. The court said that it may not be proper for the writ court to entertain a petition against a show cause notice issued by the excise authorities. Supreme Court has stayed the Allahabad High Court order on Chinmayanand's request for a certified copy of a Shahjahanpur woman law student's statement made against the BJP leader before a magistrate. On the 7th of November, the High Court had asked the trial court to provide the former union minister a copy of the statement of the woman who has accused the former union minister of raping her. Supreme Court has extended the interim order by which it had stayed further cutting of trees in Mumbai's Aray colony for setting up the metro car shed. The apex court said that it will hear the matter at length in December. On the 21st of October, the top court had clarified that there is no stay on the construction of the Mumbai metro car shed at Aray colony, but the status quo order is only applicable on felling of trees there. Bombay High Court slammed the railways by observing that women do not feel assured that they are safe in the compartments reserved only for them, and directed the National Transporter to file a comprehensive action, take and report on the issue by the 12th of December. The court said Mumbai is considered the commercial capital of the country, but still women don't feel safe while travelling in trains. Gujarat High Court has issued notice to its registrar in response to a petition claiming that an advertisement for recruitment of civil judges did not mention the 10% economically weaker section quota. Karnataka High Court has, while granting bail to an accused charged of kidnapping and rape of a minor girl who later committed suicide, said that gravity alone could not be a decisive ground to deny bail, rather competing factors are to be balanced by the court while exercising its jurisdiction. Madras High Court has directed the state government to redo the exercise of fixation of seniority in state appointments after finding the fixation of seniority and conferring promotion based on reservation in promotions unconstitutional. The court observed that clause 4A of Article 16 of Constitution of India was only an enabling provision, and therefore a roster point promotee belonging to reserved category cannot count his seniority in the promotive category on that basis. Chhattisgarh High Court has quashed the final results of the preliminary examination conducted by the Chhattisgarh Public Service Commission for the post of civil judge, entry level. This decision was after the court found as many as 41 errors out of 100 questions in the answer key published for the examination. Punjab and Haryana High Court has ruled that an accused facing trial under the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881 cannot be allowed to tender evidence on affidavit. Further, the court said that the trial court has not committed any error while declining permission to this effect to petitioner. Madhya Pradesh High Court has in back-to-back judgments in three cases registered in the state during the drive against adulteration where National Security Act, 1980 was slapped on an accused not only quashed the preventive detention of the dairy owners but also criticized the respective district magistrates for passing orders in a mechanical manner, without application of mind. Karnataka High Court has held that an agreement for bulk sale of advertisement space does not amount to contract for work as applicable under Section 194C of the Income Tax Act, 1961. National Company Law Tribunal has directed the lenders of Quality Limited to reconsider the revised 145 crore rupee offer by Haldaram Snacks to acquire the debt-ridden dairy firm. Further, the tribunal has also extended the corporate insolvency resolution period by another 3 weeks and directed the committee of creditor to reconsider the enhanced offer. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has dismissed the plea of beverages giant PepsiCo India Holdings seeking release of its machinery from Oceanic Tropical Fruits, which is under the insolvency process. Further, the tribunal observed that PepsiCo India Holding cannot derive advantage of its own agreement with Oceanic Tropical Fruits over the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016, which has provision of termination in case of bankruptcy or liquidation or similar situation to get the assets back. Central government has put out the insolvency and bankruptcy, insolvency and liquidation proceedings of financial service providers and application to adjudicating authority, rules, 2019 for the resolution of systemically important financial service providers under the bankruptcy law, thereby opening the doors for resolution of stressed non-banking finance companies under this framework. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Delhi has ruled that the withdrawal of income tax exemption to Young Indian, an entity controlled by Congress President Sonia Gandhi, her family and others, by the tax department is correct in that it cannot be called a charitable organization. Securities and Exchange Board of India has put in place a mechanism for stock exchanges and depositories to map the unique client code, UCC, with the demat account of a client. SEBI has said while issuing a circular that stock exchanges and depositories shall map the existing UCCs with the demat account of the clients latest by the 31st of December, 2019. Darjeeling Tea Association said that green and white tea of the hills have been registered as geographical indication products in the country. These two varieties of Darjeeling tea have been registered under geographical indications of goods, Registration and Protection, Act 1999, with effect from October 2019, it said. National Green Tribunal has asked the Union Environment Ministry to submit a list of recognized laboratories and enlists that monitor pollution and update it about their functioning. The tribunal sought the details after a plea alleged that the poor quality data generated by the monitors was compromising people's health.